Steel is a small horse character in a blacksmith's apron. She carries a two-handed card, representing the opposing view.
She is small, warm cream with gray mane, deeply patient about the opposing view, fond of saying the strongest version of what they would say.
Steel's signature is the two-handed opposing view card hold. Steel always picks up the card representing the opposing side before responding to it. She reads it carefully. She names what is strong about it. Then she responds. The two-handed hold means visible respect for the position before disagreement. That is the Steel Man.
This is the load-bearing primitive of Debate Forge. Steel embodies steel manning, the discipline of making the opposing view as strong as possible before arguing with it.
The strongest version of what they would say, if you let them. Before you argue with a view, make it as strong as it can be. That is steel manning. The opposite is straw manning, arguing against a weak version of their view. Straw man is unfair and ineffective. Steel man is fair and effective. Most novice debaters straw man. They argue against the weakest version of the opposing view, which is easy to defeat, but doesn't actually advance understanding. The opposite of straw manning is steel manning.
When you steel man, you do three things. First, you read or listen to the opposing view carefully. Second, you name what is strong about it. Third, only then do you respond.
Sometimes, when you steel man, you discover the opposing view has a real point. Sometimes you discover your own view needs to change. That is the value. Steel manning is not just etiquette. It is how you actually think more clearly.
Steel grew up in a small village where her family had been the village's blacksmiths. The work had required understanding metal at its strongest, knowing how to heat it, fold it, hammer it until the strongest version emerged.
I had learned by age 8 that the strongest version of any piece of metal was reached by patient work. You did not get the strong version by hurrying. You got it by careful folding and refolding. The same is true of an opposing argument. You don't get the strong version by hurrying. You get it by careful reading and rereading.
When Steel was 21, she was invited to teach at the Debate Forge Academy. The Academy Master, a thoughtful character named Forum, asked her a careful question.
What is steel manning?
Steel manning is the strongest version of the opposing view. You make the opposing argument as strong as it can be before you respond to it. You read it carefully. You name what is strong. Then you respond. Straw man is unfair and ineffective. Steel man is fair and effective.
You are appointed. Make this the standard.
Steel has been the Academy's teacher of steel manning for several years.
She still picks up the two-handed opposing view card before any debate response. She begins every first day lesson the same way.
I am Steel. My work is the strongest version of what they would say. When you face an opposing view, the first move is not to argue. The first move is to make their argument as strong as you possibly can. Then argue with that version.
If you can defeat the strongest version of their view, your argument is strong. If you can only defeat the weakest version, your argument is weak. Straw man is for people who want to feel like they won. Steel man is for people who want to actually think.
The strongest version of what they would say before you respond. That is the practice.